Well, if you'll open your Bible to page 1045, I want to talk to you today about what to pray for other people. Now, 2 weeks ago today, and I would not expect you to remember what I talked about 2 weeks ago today. In fact, I didn't remember it myself. I had to look up to see what I talked about 2 weeks ago today because I knew it had something I was going to talk about today. If you do remember, I talked about the rewards that come to our lives as we pray for other people. That's prayers of intercession. And it's just a blessed thing. In fact, I even mentioned some of the rewards that we all experience. We may not experience them all, but we experience them, some of them. First of all, if you remember, I said when you're praying for other people, prayers of intercession, it gets your focus off of yourself. And that's really a very good thing because when we begin to think about the needs other people have, we begin to pray about those needs, we begin to not think so much about our own needs and our focus does change. Another thing that is really neat about praying for other people, it's really a great reward, is that is many times you see your prayers answered. Now, I had that happen this morning. I get up before Dottie always, and then since she's been going through chemo and coming out of chemo, she sleeps a little longer than what she normally does. But be that as it may, I get up about 5:15 every morning, and that's when I move in kind of, everything's quiet, and I try to read my Bible and get my soul rested and ready for the day and pray, and just it's just a great, great time. And so, of course, now it's dark at that time of morning, and then somewhere along the way, it's going to get to be kind of light, and today is the day the trash man comes, so I need to get the trash out before 8 o'clock because trash man many times comes pretty soon after 8 o'clock in the morning to our house on Tuesday and Friday. So I had it all bundled up in the garage, so all I had to do, we have this long driveway. If you've never been to our house, it's just a long driveway from where you come out of the garage to get to the street where we live. And I have this little hand cart, little two-wheel hand cart John gave me years ago. He said, Dad, this will help you as you take the garbage to the street. Sometimes kind of heavy. You can pack it all up on there and kind of make one run. And so I did that. I'd roll my garbage out of the street. It's just barely daylight. And I get out there to the street, and I take my bags off and put them down. And all of a sudden, I hear somebody say, Good morning. Now, it's kind of early in the morning for that. And I turn around, and way up at the other end of the driveway is Dottie. Is Dottie outside, all looks like she's fixing to go hiking. You say, well, what's that have to do with anything? Well, I'll tell you what it has to do with it. For 5 months plus, that's the first time that she went out by herself and looked like we were fixing to walk, which we used to do together all the time. And there she was, all enthusiastic, good morning. And I thought to myself, I'm talking about that today at New Day. How many prayers I've prayed and continue to pray as she gets back to normal, that she'll not just be up there saying good morning, but she'll be out there and we can go back on our normal walks and do the things we've done. So I'm just simply saying, if you'll stop and think in your life, many times you've prayed for things and about things, and yet sometimes those prayers get answered and you won't maybe catch it. I know that happens for me. It's one of the great rewards. Another thing that's a reward about praying for others, it improves your own attitude, probably because you get your focus off yourself. You grow spiritually. And then one of the great things is, as we pray for other people, for their needs, when we have needs, there are always going to be intercessors coming to pray for us. Whatsoever man sows, he'll reap. And I talked all about that 2 weeks ago today. Now, here's the question this morning. This is the other half. If you have a really good memory, you remember 2 weeks ago I said what I'd planned to do today, I'm going to do it later. I've got something else. I want to talk about rewards. Today, what I want to talk about is what do we pray for other people? Now, what do you pray for these people? Well, now, obviously, if people have specific needs, we're going to pray about those needs, whatever they may be, if we know about them. But let's just say that God puts on your heart to pray for someone, and you don't necessarily, they're not sick, they've not lost their job, they're not, you know, that you don't know any of that kind of stuff, but you just feel impressed to pray for other people. Like, what can we know that we can pray for other people that will be biblically correct? That's the point. And that's the best kind of praying. When you pray things for people that are biblically correct, you say, I know this is right. The Bible says so. So with that little background, if you look me in Colossians, the little book of Colossians, Paul wrote this letter. He was in prison in Rome. Now, understand, Paul, he did not start the church in Colossae, nor had he ever been there. He had a man named Epaphras. In fact, you're in chapter number 1. If you look in verse 7, you'll see that man's name, as you've also learned from Epaphras. He was a convert of Paul. Paul had led him to the saving faith in Jesus Christ, and he had now become the pastor of this church in Colossae. And Paul is over in Rome in prison, and he's hearing about all the false teachings going on in the church and all these kind of things, all the Jewish legalism, the Oriental mysticism. And so he writes this letter to the believers there to remind them of the preeminence of Christ. In fact, you're in chapter 1. If you look down in verse 18, you find that word. He says, and he is the head of the body, he being Jesus, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. Let in all things that he may have the preeminence. That's really the theme of this entire book. But in this book, he prays for the believers in that church. And it's his prayer that I want us to look today. And you say, well, what did he pray? Well, first thing he prayed, and this is always right, pray that other people will know the will of God for their life. Now, if you look in verse number 9, that's exactly what he did, what he prayed. He said, for this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Now, prayer is a primary way of knowing God's will in your life and in the lives of other people. And that will be true in our prayers of intercession. That'll be true in our prayers of petition. It's one of the things, not every day, but most days, I would pray for the members of my family and for others, but my family particularly. I want God to make clear to them what God's will is for their life. Now, I may not have a discussion with them about that. I'm not even sure I've ever just eyeball ever said, hey, every day I pray this for you. I'm praying this now for our grandchildren, that there'll be a point in their life where they will know God's will for their life. Nothing better you can pray for somebody than that. Now, let's move on beyond that. What else can we pray for people that we know would be the right thing to pray? Well, not only that they know God's will, but that they do God's will in their life. It's one thing to know God's will, but just knowing God's will is not necessarily doing God's will. And so the Apostle Paul prayed that they would act on what they knew. If you look in verse number 10, he said that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him. In other words, he's saying, you know, let your actions live out what God has revealed to you to be His will in whatever a matter is in your life. And what a blessed, blessed thing that is. Now, there's a word of caution here. A word of caution, especially for those of us as parents or grandparents, we need to remember, now when we're praying people know the will of God, and we pray people do the will of God, now that's biblical, that's good, solid praying. But let us always remember that we are not the Holy Spirit to tell people God's will for their lives. Like sometimes a well-meaning parent might say, I think God's called my child to be a minister, a missionary, to do this. That. Well, maybe not. But here is what is. no parent is the Holy Spirit. And no grandparent is the Holy Spirit, and no person is the Holy Spirit except the person himself, the Holy Spirit. So it's a great thing to pray that other people, you know, do God's will. And so many times these years, I've had well-meaning, sincere parents say to me, I've just prayed and prayed and prayed, and I think my child didn't just do what I prayed that I felt God's will was for their life. Now, parent may be right, but right or wrong, that's not that parent's job. It's that parent's job to pray they know the will of God, pray they do the will of God, but to trust the Holy Spirit to reveal to them the will of God. Well, I'll leave that alone. Let's move on to another thing. So, okay, what do we pray for? We pray they know God's will. That's what Paul did. Pray they'll do God's will, that they'll do what they know. But then Paul prayed a very interesting thing that I want you to see in the second part of that 10th verse. He prayed that they would live productive lives. Now look in verse 10. He said, I'm praying that you walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, or that you do what God has revealed to you as his will, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Now, what's he talking about? He's just praying that they live a fruitful life, a productive life. Now, we all pray that for our children and grandchildren. We pray that for our mates. We pray that for those who are closer, that, you know, they'll know God's will, yes. They'll do God's will, yes. But in so doing, they will live fruitful lives. You know, many good Christian people, they just live for themselves so much, they don't really live fruitful lives. Their fruit's all about themselves. And it ought not to be that way. But to live a very productive Christian life. And, you know, as you read the New Testament, we don't have time to turn to the verses, but it's very interesting how the New Testament describes the fruit of another believer. What is the fruit? Well, in the book of Galatians, one of the ways of explaining the fruit is godly attitudes. And you know those verses, the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and patience, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, da-da. Okay, it's godly attitudes. So, as you see Christian people that are living their life with godly attitude, that is with love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and gentleness and self-control, etc., well, that's a fruit. And that's what we want to pray. I pray that for my family. And then the New Testament also describes fruit as a right behavior. I love that verse in Philippians. It says, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Christ Jesus. So one fruit of a Christian is just to live your life with right behavior. And then in another place in Scripture, in the book of Hebrews, fruit is described as praise. I love this verse. It says, therefore let us continue off the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to God's name. So we could have a whole Bible study on that. But nothing honors the Lord more, and nothing will bless you more than if you've prayed for somebody in your prayer of intercession. They would know God's will, they would do God's will, and they would live productive Christian lives no matter what they're going through. Now, last night we went to bed, and Dottie, just out of the clear blue, said to me, well, what are you talking about at noonday tomorrow? I said, well, I'm talking about praying for other people, prayers of intercession. She said, I thought you talked about that a couple of weeks ago. I said, well, I didn't get to it. I said, I'm going, but that's what I'm talking about tomorrow. She said, well, is it going to be good? I said, Dottie's taking on the role of the Holy Spirit here. I said, well, yeah. I said, the problem with my talk tomorrow at the moment, I said, but now remember, it's 10 o'clock Monday night, and I don't get up till 12:20 Tuesday, so I've got a little time. But at the moment, I have no illustration. I said, I don't have a story. I've got good stuff, but they'll be asleep by the time runs out. She said, what do you need a story about? I said, well, I'm talking about knowing God's will, praying people know God's will, praying people do God's will, praying people live fruitful, productive lives no matter what they're going through in life. I said, I just need a good illustration. She said, well, that's a no-brainer. I thought, wow, my gracious. I've been in my study working this thing. I should have just gone to bed. She said, Nicole Flanagan. I said, Nicole? She said, I don't know how you could have a better illustration. I said, well, I said, I was thinking about that myself. It just, I hadn't. Now, let me tell you what. Oh, and now when I got up this morning, I waited to what I thought would be a good time for Nicole to be awake. I text Nicole this morning and said, Nicole, I want to use you today as an illustration of two things. And I told her what they were. I said, but if you're uncomfortable with me using any of this, if it's too personal, I fully understand. I didn't say this to Nicole, but I've learned that in Dottie's case. In the beginning of what we started going through, Dottie just didn't want to talk about it or hear about it at all. And then as time goes on, it kind of broadens out a little bit. She still has boundaries, and everybody has a right. So I told her what I was, and she texts me back and says, look, you have my full permission to share that if it will give God glory. Because she's a tremendous illustration of someone who has been bathed in prayers of intercession by untold numbers of people that is living through what she's going through a very productive and a very fruitful life, just like Paul's talking about here in this verse. Now, let me kind of help you. Could you put Nicole's picture up? Do we have it? There's Nicole. Leave it up a moment, please. Now let me tell you about Nicole. Now, you may not know Nicole. That's Don and Aoife Piper's daughter. Don speaks and helps us. He's been so helpful Tuesday Bible lunch, Wednesday night. He's just, if he's in town, he's always able to, willing to fill in and do a good job. Well, that's their daughter. And Nicole, let me tell you about Nicole. I have her permission to tell this. She is 42 or 3 years of age. I thought I had written that down, but that's a minor point. I'm going back to my 43 years of age. Listen to this. In January of 2017, Nicole, today 43, so she'd been a little younger then, married, 2 children, and they find out that Nicole has cancer. And Nicole has gone through 2 major surgeries, 2 minor surgeries, chemotherapy, immune therapy, and she's still going through chemotherapy and immune therapy. And yet, Nicole is probably one of the most positive people, most fruitful. She was teaching school over in Deer Park, but when she became sick with cancer, she wasn't able to keep that job. And so Nicole has worked for us at the church before, full time. So, you know, I said, well, look, Nicole still can help us do some things. So she works kind of on a reduced work week at the church. When she can, she works. She does a great job on Sunday morning with the children. And, you know, some weeks she can physically work more than she does other weeks. But I said to Nicole this morning, I said, Nicole, I said, tell me what I can tell the people you have in layman's language. And she texted me back and gave me permission to use. She said, you tell the people that I have stage 4 kidney cancer and I'm undergoing chemotherapy and immune therapy. In fact, today she's at MD Anderson with some tests to try to decide what to do. Now I mentioned Nicole for this reason. You can take the picture off, please. We may come back to that picture. Is somebody running that thing? There you go. Okay. If you'll just stay awake, I'll want it back in just a minute. Okay. Now, picture this. 2 children, married, going through all the stuff she's gone through. She's one of the most positive people. She is an example. She's another reward because I've prayed for Nicole, as many others have, but I've prayed for Nicole every single day since January of 2017. She's on my daily prayer list. And I'm going to keep praying till God heals her, however. But during all this time, she just stays fruitful. And like when I see Nicole, I think, man, there's prayer of intercession that I've prayed. And And even though she still has this situation and still has some more things to go through, nonetheless, she is a great, great illustration of what happens when we pray for people and their needs. Now, another thing, and she would really fit this example too, pray, and boy, do we need to pray this in our day and time, pray that people not only know God's will and do God's will and live fruitful lives, but pray that they have a positive attitude. Could not America use a dose of that? My gracious, that's what Paul prayed. I'll show it to you. If you look in verse 11, he says, strengthen with all might according to his glorious power for all patience and long-suffering. Here it comes, with joy. And then the second word in verse number 12, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. So, you know, we need to pray for people that whatever they're going through, because most of the time when we're praying for people in prayers of intercession, we do so because they have some kind of need. So what do? We pray for them. What all we pray for? Well, pray they know God's will and whatever they're going through. Pray whatever they believe to be the will of the Lord. That's what they'll do. Pray that while they're going through whatever they're going through, they have a fruitful, productive life. And then pray in the midst of all of that, that no matter what they're going to, they will keep a positive attitude. Now, here's the deal about praying for other people. When you pray for other people, you are doing exactly what God has told you and me to do as Christian people. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy in chapter 2, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. So, this whole idea about, you know, praying for other people, prayers of intercession, it's what we're supposed to do, and it's something we can do. I love what Nicole said. I brought my phone to read. She texts me back a little later in the morning. She says, God is so good. Now, she's writing this from MD Anderson today. I tell people that all the time. So many people have prayed for me, and I feel their prayers every day. I have received hundreds of cards as well as texts and phone calls. Prayer is so powerful. And then, are y'all ready for this? Wow, I received this just a little bit ago, and everyone can do it. I thought, wow, she hit a grand slam home run. Everyone can do it. Put her picture back up real quickly, would you? Can you do that? There it is. Thank you. I want you just to look at that, and then let's just bow right now. Prayer of intercession. Let's do what today we've talked about. In your heart, to the heart of God, would you pray for Nicole Flanagan? Pray for her husband, those two precious children. Pray for what they're trying to do for her at MD Anderson. And just pray right now, God's will be done. And through it all, she'll stay fruitful, and she'll keep her good old positive attitude. God, it would be hypocrisy to come out here and talk about prayer of intercession and having interacted with Nicole today and not do what we're looking in the Bible. Thank you today. Heaven has heard prayers. God, she's right. She really is very right. It's something we can all do. Help us get our focus less on ourselves and more on the needs of people that you bring into our lives, is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.